Mayor Mike McGinn, standing just off Martin Luther King Jr. Way, describes one of the projects that the infusion of $3 million into the street repair budget will pay for.
And what we have here is a concrete panel that's clearly failing. It's not a pothole. It's a section of roadway. And we'll be able to come in and do what's called a spot repair. They'll cut out the panel and replace it with concrete.
The money for this comes from the sale of the city's old rubble yard on Aurora Avenue to the State Department of Transportation. The state needs it for its work on the Alaskan Way Viaduct Replacement Project. City officials caution that the one-time windfall won't solve the road repair problem long-term. City Councilman Tom Rasmussen is chair of the Transportation Committee.
This is somewhat our equivalent of a bake sale to keep repairing our bridges and our roads. And we don't have a lot of property that we can sell in order to keep our repairs and our maintenance underway.
So the council may be turning to voters in the fall asking for more money for road repair. If you're wondering, what about that Bridging the Gap levy we passed 5 years ago that was supposed to pay for this sort of thing? City officials say with the down economy and revenues declining in other areas, the transportation budget still hasn't been able to cover all the needs. Paula Whistle, KPLU News, Seattle.